Good afternoon. I will present this paper about a very old subject, chain codes, and I will try to bring some new information about the more recent performance on this subject, and also maybe some new things about the modeling issues raised by this subject. To start with, I want to go through the very quickly through the geometry of an image, a binary image, what we call pixels. They stay on a grid, on a rectangular grid in Z2 lattice, and we call pixels those centers of these rectangles you see here. The points noted P1, P2, and so on are such pixels. And our goal is to represent the contour of this image. Being a binary image, it has values for all the pixels, zeros or ones, and the ones are forming the foreground, the zeros are forming the background. The contour will stay in between the foreground and background. In fact, it will be contained in the foreground. The pixels denoted P1, P2, P3, P4, you see they are forming the contour of this binary image. They have the property that they have a neighbor which is on the background. So every pixel from the foreground which has a neighbor on the background will belong to the contour. The neighboring being counted here in for connectivity. So now we can see that a binary image and the contour are bringing the same information. They can be in a one-to-one mapping. Whenever you have one, we can derive the other as well. So coding or modeling a binary image is equal to coding or modeling a contour. We are going to first to call contour the sequence of pixels P1 to Pn. Each pixel coordinate will be given in two dimensions, x, t, y, t. And the property of this chain of pixels will be that every pair of consecutive pixels will be connected in 8 connectivity. Therefore, the equation which we have in here tells that the coordinates of the next pixel should be the coordinates of the last plus ij displacements, which are allowed to be in minus 1, 0, 1 in this set, except the pair 0, 0. So we don't allow here in this sequence of pixels to stay on the same spot. We have always to move. But otherwise, all the directions to the right, to the north, to the south, every diagonal are free. Now, if we look at all these possible free movements on every coordinate, we can see that we can parameterize this very easily by number mu, which has 8 values from 0 to 7. And the equation for to get the coordinates ij from using the parameterized number mu will be rounding the cos of pi times pi over 4 times mu. And the same done for sinus will give the coordinate of j. And here we have the rounding operation. So now if we take all these consecutive multiples of pi over 4, we are going to get the allowed movements. So 0 will be moving forward, 1 will be diagonal downwards, then 2 perfect downwards, and so on. So all of these are the allowed movements. Based on this parameterization, it was introduced in the 60s, 70s, the Freeman F8 chain code, which tells that we have a parameters in the set 0, 7, and our final chain code will be a sequence of those numbers. Those numbers can be uniquely defined by this equality. So if we take the geometrical positions of the pixels at time t plus 1 at time t, we get the parameter mu at time t. And there is a very simple recursion to get the geometrical representation based on the parameter mu. So now we can conclude that we have a parametrization of the contour by the, giving the first position of the pixel, or the, let's say the anchor of the chain, and then the sequence of symbols in the chain. This sequence is now being in the set 0, 7. And that will be, you know, one-to-one correspondence to the geometrical sequence of pixels P1 to Pn. Later on, it was observed that these Freeman codes are a bit too redundant, and it's much more efficient to introduce a new variable called beta t at t minus 1, where it encodes differentially the Freeman symbols. So we have mu t minus 1. That will give beta t minus 1 if we take this operation as a modulo 8 subtraction, and we take the non-negative value modulo 8. There is a, now we see that these new numbers beta are also connected to the positions of the pixels, which are earlier encoded by mu t. And in fact, it's a, there is a very simple and nice recursion for getting the positions of the pixels at a certain point, given the position of the pixel at the previous time and the next to previous in the past. And our new parameter beta t, which is the differential Freeman chain code, where this matrix is a matrix of rotation. So now we got a second equivalent representation of the sequence of pixels as the position of the first pixel, position of the second pixel, and then we have the chain code giving the numbers in this set. Again, everything being modulo 8, we have numbers in the set 0, 1, up to 7. Here is the chain code which we discussed up to now. It will be P1, P2, P7. Those are the points where you have to move. As you see, they are in 8 connectivity, so we move sometimes in diagonal, like here, sometimes vertical, sometimes again diagonal, and here is horizontal. All these pixel-wise contours are one way to represent the binary image. But there is also an alternative way how to represent this contour by introducing crack edges, crack vertices, which are crack edges are separating two pixels. So they are a crack between the two pixels. The vertices are the vertices of those edges. So we can also discuss about chain codes and representations over the translated lattice. Up to now, we have been in these lattice points, P1, P2, and so on. If we translate the lattice by half step vertically and horizontally, we are going to get a new lattice, and we can discuss about chain codes along these crack vertices. What is interesting is that now we have to move just in 4 connectivity, so these vertices are going to provide us something in 4 connectivity. And we see that the length of the chain code here will be usually longer and even much longer than the chain along the pixels. Here we had just 7 pixels in the chain, here we have 16 pixels. Now the question is, which will be the best representation? Which one should be used for encoding the same physical entity, which is the contour of the image? They represent exactly the same information, so we are free to use whichever gives the best result. Discussing about this vertex chain codes, we can introduce exactly as before the Freeman chain code in the connectivity 4, where you have a very similar definition as before. Now these numbers, gammas, are in the set 0, 1, 2, 3. So we have just 4 values for gamma. And our contour of the image would be now equivalent to this set, the initial vertex, plus the n minus 1 points from the chain codes on the translated lattice. We can introduce also differential codes by introducing this difference between gamma t minus 1. That will be exactly as we discussed before. There is, for this, this lattice, there is one interesting other code, which is called 3OT, introduced later than all the others. Is similar to the translated differential Freeman code, but now it's not as we had before. For the differential Freeman code, we had the difference between two Freeman codes gave this, and it had a second order memory model. Now we don't have any more a second order memory model. In fact, we have a model with a virtually very long memory, because now introduced two state variables, which are going to tell if the sense of movement along the horizontal and vertical direction are kept or not. So these are state, there will be two state variables, and the code itself will be defined as zero if there is no change in direction, one if there is a change in direction, but we keep the old sense whenever we moved that direction. And the code two will be when we change both direction and the sense along that direction. So this would be a very long memory representation. And as before, now we have to say what is the anchor of the chain code, then what is the next vertex in the chain code, and the sequence of TOT symbols. Here I have the representation for this very simple contour. With red, we have the contour along the pixels. There are 37 pixels, and the codes are in the set of 0, 1, 2, up to 7. And we have also the code along the crack edges. And you see this sequence of symbols in the three alphabets, 0, 1, and 2. We have a much longer sequence of vertices, 54 of them, compared to 37 pixels. And one may say that probably this is less efficient to encode, but this will not be true. And one reason is that we have 54 symbols, but they are just 0, 1, and 2. And more, what is more interesting is that the symbol 2, which denotes change of direction and sense, appears very seldom in the sequence. So basically we'll have two symbols which appear most of the time. And sorry, this will be very efficient to encode. What will be the why we are interested in this contour compression problem? Because we may want to encode binary images, and then it will be important in itself. We may also get here very good statistical models of objects, and we can call these features of the objects for pattern recognition. And we may want to know what is the minimum description length for these models. So for that reason, we are interested in the lossless compression of the contours, and that's the study we did in this paper. Also, there is one problem which is very well connected but is not identical, is the representation of contours in image segmentation. And image segmentation is also a very important application in video coding in other fields as well. What is the state of the art of compression for chain codes? Hoffman codes have been used 20 years ago. Variable to fix codes defining new symbols for alphabet extensions for grouping that was used 5 years ago. Variable to variable coding, Runlex coding, that was also used. What was used in a very nice paper in 2006 in pattern recognition was context trees for this code, differential Freeman code. And that was used for map contours of maps. They are very thin contours. They are very specific objects. All of these are telling a bit conflicting results. None is decisive, telling you should use this code along the crack edges or along the pixels. In fact, the conclusion here was the best is differential AF8 code. The conclusion in this paper will be that this is not the best, it's second best, but the best code would be that 3OT, which is more recent. That's one reason why it was not studied so well up to now. So the questions will be, what is the best suitable model for contour modeling? We are concentrating on this type of conditional probabilities. What would be the probability of VT given all the V at the previous moments? And we have the same for pixels and here for vertices. So our goal is to check which of these is better suited for our contour compression. Our first order, second order model we have just introduced are these Freeman codes and differential Freeman codes. But in our paper, we are looking at also at higher order models, where you combine these first order and second order models in Markov models of memory K, which is a fixed length memory, or tree models where the memory of the model depends on the context. So we are just compressing the contour, first transferring to a time series, then we collect coding distributions, use arithmetic coding, and have the compressed part. This is the modeling tool, is a tree where we have on the root, on the nodes, terminal nodes, we have distributions of coding. We have two kinds of terminal nodes. Those which are red, they carry their own distribution. Those which are green, they are used pooled whenever coding. So we join the distribution collected at this node and this node whenever coding in one of these contexts. So this kind of context tree, we called it a pooled context tree. I assume it's not original, but I couldn't find any reference in the literature about it. A very similar tree, but not with pooling. It was less obvious how they did the coding, is the paper I mentioned by Akimov and Frandi, used for differential Feynman codes. A big problem would be how to optimize the context tree structure, and we have a classical dynamical problem for choosing this structure of the tree at any one context, Q, which is formed of symbols in the previous positions in the chain. We collect statistics of the counts. We do arithmetic coding here. So all the time we collect adaptively what would be the code lengths at time t at the index context index q. And we are interested mostly in the final, after we get to the end of the sequence, capital T. And then we study, after we get to the end, we study at each node what is the balance between coding at the parent and coding at the children. We just add the codes at the children compared to the parent, and if the parent is, the code length here is larger than the children plus a penalty, because we have to encode the structure of these parent nodes relations. Whenever this happens, we leave this Q node as an interior node. Otherwise, it will be left as a leaf. And we propagate further on for the next evaluations this cost. That is the classical dynamic programming way to optimize the context tree structure. Now, with the pooling, we have a bit more difficult or more things to study. We collect the statistics not only at node Q and time T. Also, we take all the possible groupings of the children of a certain node and compute such code lengths. All the rest becomes the same. So choosing which to use will be the classical penalty, which is now log 2 of 3. We encode the structure of the tree. So that is a semi-adaptive way to encode. First, we encode the structure of the tree. We know that is the best tree at the end of our chain code. And then we transmit the chain code with adaptive statistics at this terminal node we decided earlier on. To show some results, we had this set of 100 binary images. Only 20 are shown here. They are very different from 3 kilobytes to 82 kilobytes. Some images with many, many holes, interior contours. We encode everything there, which will be equivalent to encode a full binary image. One example is this headset image. And here you can see what is the optimal structure of the tree for a 3OT chain code, and what will be the optimal structure for the differential Feynman code. This differential Feynman code will have just 5,400 symbols, this one 7,200 vertices. The structure of the tree, is even more interesting if you represent geometrically what will be representatives of this context. And here we have the context obtained with the pixel. Here you have the context obtained with the crack edges. And you see that the geometrical structures are longer for the crack edges than for the pixels. And although the two are equivalent representations, the context and the statistical skewness is different in the two representations. Maybe I'm going to the results. Here are the results for the 100 files we had in the data set. And we represent here the cost or the performance of encoding by context trees, everything here, with different chain codes. The reference here is taken to be 3OT, which is the best. All the others, so that would be the zero line. And all the others, as you can see, are higher on top of this zero line, meaning that they are not as efficient as the code 3OT, and that happens for all the files. The best competitor is still on the crack edges code, is the code Freeman with neighborhood 4. And the blue one is the best context tree on the pixel contours. Here is again comparison with other results of coding by grouping. And this is a table showing the results which were published in a recent paper in IEEE General Selected Topics in Signal Processing, where the results were, as you can see here, our results with the context tree, adaptive context tree, are much better, tens of percent better than this one. Here, what they use just adaptive or Markov models, and they established by BAC criterion that the best length for all the models would be 3. For us, we have a different possibility to take the longest context and the longest adaptive Markov model, and we got much better result for all the 100 files and for each individual files almost. This is the last one showing what is the dependence on the maximum depths of the models. And as we see, our three models saturate at some point. So at this point, you may say that let's take order 6 and we get the best performance. All the other models produce the same saturation, and it happens quite the same place. As conclusions, we have many representations of the contour data. We found that the statistical efficiency of encoding favors the crack vertex chains, and whenever we use tree context modeling for encoding. There is a significant difference between the trees for one image to another image. So for that, we said that better we use semi-adaptive methods for encoding. And we think finally that what we've obtained is not only important for encoding, but is also for finding good descriptors of binary images. Thank you for your attention.
Well, I think we're out of time, so this concludes our session for image coding. Thank you all for attending, and thank you again for our speakers. Let's give our speakers one more round of applause.